Maybe it's only a matter of time before National Geographic finds this place, but locals like Larry Van Black of Ashland have been coming to this spot at Big Rock State Park for 30 years to watch the leaping fish.
My sister told us they're starting to jump, so we came down to watch, see if they were jumped. Yeah.
His son Travis and buddy Jacob Farnham are hoping to see one of nature's struggles for life, rainbow trout jumping in the air, flopping on a rock, and trying to swim like the Dickens across 75 yards of flat rock to the other side. Craig Putchat is a guide at Outdoor Allure in Washburn. He says if you want to see something like this, you'd usually have to go to Alaska.
This is the only river that has this condition where the entire river gets bottlenecked down and flows over a rock. And every fish that comes up here has to wait below the rock until it gets up enough gumption to leap up onto the rock.
Except for the wind and running water, Big Rock Park is a primitive campground with a few picnic tables and towering pines along the Sioux River. Putchat says it's a great place to spend a couple of hours and watch the struggle.
Most of the time they jump 6 feet in the air, they land on the rock with a thump, they try swimming as hard as they can, they tip on their side and the water washes them back into the pool. And it's hard. I mean, there's only 2 inches of water flowing over that rock. The fish are about half to three quarters fully exposed and out of the river as they're trying to plow their way up it. They're actually throwing rooster tails of water with their tail when they go up it. And it takes a lot out of them. So they rest right here, and it's also a refuge right above the rock.
But like fishing itself, the timing has to be right. This day, the timing wasn't right for Putchat or the Van Black family.
I just saw a nose. If you look right where the water comes off the rock into the pool, they're all sitting there. And they're just trying to get their gumption up. When they get enough energy, then they leap out, hit that rock, and barrel their way up. Got here.
A fish nose would be all anyone would see this afternoon. The water level is a bit too low. They tend to run in bunches after a rain, like earlier in the week when Bob Gowdy was there with his grandchildren, cheering the fish onward and upward.
Oh, yeah, I've seen lots of them, I had my granddaughters down here both Monday and Tuesday. They had a blast. In fact, they were screaming so loud all the other fish were coming up to see what the ocean was about. But I told them if they stood and screamed in order to help to cheer them up to flow up the water, and they were going.
The next good show in this secret place might not be until October. The spawning runs last only a couple of weeks in the spring and about 4 weeks in the fall when salmon and brown trout make the trek. At Big Rock Park near Washburn, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.